Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am doing okay. I am a little exhausted.
Oh, what have you been up to?
Well, we had that big Body, Mind, Spirit Festival at the Unity Church, Roanoke Valley, this weekend. Oh, my word. It was like old home day. We were all hugging on each other. We had a great harpist playing during the whole thing. I did 42 mini readings in a day and a half.
Whoa. A little bit of work there.
But the
I can tell why you'd be exhausted.
But the energy was so good, you know. Everybody was supportive of each other. We had terrible torrential rain. We're still on flood watch until 11 o'clock tonight. But Everybody still showed up for this festival. It was amazing. Friends of mine came and there wasn't any parking space up on the upper level, so they had to go park way down and walk with umbrellas. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy, but it was great. It was great to see everybody, and it was a wonderful turnout. They had great food, and it was just a lot of good support with a lot of people that, like, from my tribe, if you will, you know. It was great.
Well, that's fun, and that's a good way to get exhausted.
Yes. Needless to say, I slept like a baby last night, and even the kitties didn't wake me up this morning. How kind of them.
Oh, that's a good thing.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I had a crazy busy weekend as well. Just nuts. We went out to the farm, and it's just beautiful there, but it can be crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm telling you. So did you look at the chart for tonight?
Oh.
Did you have a chance?
There's a lot of stuff going on here tonight.
Yeah.
I can see why you chose three topics to pick.
Yes. It was that big. Yes. Yes. And there's more going on there, but I said, well, how much do I want to just put out as the blurb, you know? I mean, there's a lot going on here, and I figured you and I could kind of give them a little bit of the upstart of what's kind of going on. But, I mean, the first thing I saw, of course, was the kite with the ascendant in my area. Of course, that's different in different areas throughout the country. But I saw the kite first here in Roanoke. I'm like, that's cool. Then I see the mystic rectangle. I'm saying, that's way cool. That's going on everywhere.
Yeah. How about that grand square going on?
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to do what you got to do.
A little tight walk there. And of course, you know, with the Mars in conjunct Jupiter, that is just, it's always interesting. You know, you talked about, which I really liked, both about the South and North Node, but also this retro effect here with that in conjunction, how actions are changing in so many different ways for our benefit. That, you know, we could be walking along our own track and all of a sudden something's going to pop out at you of something you're going to have to address or look at differently.
Yeah, so I want to mention one thing that's a little personal to you, but I think people should know about it. When we go through something that's from the past, we tend to look more at Saturn, because it's the planet of time. You know, it has a 29 to 30 year cycle. It has 4 7-year cycles and all that. But Jupiter has a 12-year cycle. So a lot of things from 24 years ago are in this retrograde right now. Okay? And so that's kind of what's going on. And the interesting thing is the Sagittarian focus is all about having a philosophy from your past and what philosophy you want to embrace in your future when Jupiter goes direct on August 12th. So it's like I've had more than one person coming in with these things from either 12 years ago, 24 years ago, and it's amazing to me because I normally don't attribute it to Jupiter. I always look at Saturn first.
Yes, but that in conjunction is interesting about this. Even, you know, that's the first thing I did. I had an interesting twist in my life this week that is that 24-year cycle coming back at me of a situation that happened 24 years ago that I have to readdress now in the weirdest way possible. So again, you are correct. It's in embracing those basic philosophies that are going to make it right. And because, and I like this too, okay, because Saturn is in opposition, which is a secondary part of that, and also conjunct the South Node, okay, which means, of course, Mars is conjunct the North Node, with that opposition, it's readdressing those old issues and standing on that honor and responsibility and duty and knowing take the right action. But because it's being controlled by two outer planets, both the in conjunction with Jupiter and the Saturn in Capricorn, both of those mean that it's a cardinal time to where you have to take charge. But it's a ponderous time, so you don't have to do it immediately. It's slow and steady wins the race with this one, that you don't have to impulsively act when the situation occurs.
Absolutely. And also because Jupiter is in square to Neptune, it seems almost surreal. It's like a weird kind of spooky energy, almost like a haunting.
Yeah.
You know?
What has been lost has now been found.
I knew you'd be right there with me tonight. Yes, ma'am.
I didn't catch that one until you said that, and that cracks me up. What has been lost has now been found 24 years later.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. And to me, that is just so amazing. You know, the way that things can just basically come back to life. And It's just bizarre, but nonetheless, it is what it is and stuff. You know, it's funny because I always get this bug when I'm a little slow, which I was a little slow, but now I'm getting really busy. But that's okay. I was really slow for like a week or so, and I probably needed that time. I had some family issues with people that were having medical concerns, and I wanted to be present for that. And so I for some reason it's like spirit just shuts my phone down a little bit, so I have time to do that. And so the time in between, I started going through and reorganizing some things. And you talk about memories coming back and hitting you in your third eye. Whoa! Whoa! I'm like, wow, I don't even remember buying that. When did I get that? Crazy. But it is what it is. I think it's an interesting chart because, like I said, these three planets that are retrograde right now, for those that are listening, when there's a major planet retrograde, usually it's a planet process, and they do it every summer for several months. It means that the energy is incubating. Like if we actually view it from planet Earth, it looks like it's moving backwards, which is a sign from the divine to us, okay, that this energy requires more examination, more research, more reevaluation. And that's, as Jacqueline just pointed out, it's a process and not an event. Sometimes it's an inner process, sometimes it's an outer process, sometimes it's both. And so that's what we're seeing. And so if you've been experiencing this in any aspect of your life, know you're cosmically correct right now, okay?
Absolutely. And the opposition to the Sun and Jupiter, because the Sun is in Gemini right now, gives it that duality to where it could be either or both, okay, that you have to do in every situation. Because, again, Gemini is all about that communication from the soul right now with the sun being in Gemini. And Venus just got there and just started its little dance into Gemini. So we're going to have for our benefits this option A and option B, this duality going on about how we handle what we love.
Oh, yes. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have a bunch of people on hold. Maybe we can help them out to take and reevaluate certain things that are going on in their lives tonight. What do you think?
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 330, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Marie.
Hi, Marie. How
Hi,
are
Marie.
You?
Good, thank you. My question is about love life.
Are you 10-8-53?
No, 4-15-71.
Okay, hold on.
I have a lot of Marie's on here, so.
Oh, sorry.
And what time were you born?
I'll find you.
9:23 a.m.
1:23.
And what city were you born in?
9:23 a.m. I was born in Cleveland.
Were you really?
Okay,
I'm just outside of Cleveland right now.
Oh.
Do you still live there now, Marie?
A little south, more towards Akron.
I was thinking
okay.
I knew that area code. Yeah, I'm in Painesville right now.
Oh, awesome.
That's
beautiful
so funny.
Right,
that's so cute.
So, are you involved in a relationship now?
There's no relationship other than a friendship. I knew him from grade school. And we went to a reunion, and we've just been texting on the phone, but I've asked him to meet up, and he hasn't gone for it. So I didn't know if it was going to work out or not.
Do you know his birthday?
7-18-71.
And by chance, do you know what time he was born?
No.
Okay, and what city was he born in?
I'll say Cleveland.
Okay. That gives us something to go on. Great. Okay. We can't see the whole picture, but we'll be able to see some important pieces to it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's take a peek.
Hmm.
Interesting.
This is a really interesting relationship. I can see why you two have known each other for a long period of time. His Mercury sits on your south node, so there's a very strong bond there between the two of you. Interesting. What does he do for a living?
He's a salesman.
I'm going to say one thing, and that is that when I look at two charts together like this, Marie, the conjunctions mm-hmm. are the crazy glue of a relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic association. And this one is obviously very karmic. As Jacqueline pointed out, his Mercury sits on your south node, his Mars sits on your north node. This is not the first time that you have interacted with his spirit in your eternity, okay? So there is kind of a playback going on here, not just from your past in this life, but I think from your past in another is what I'm seeing. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jacqueline, but So a lot of strong energies that show up here. And the key, though, is that you're both very independent in different ways. And to go from an I am to a we are is going to be a little ambitious. Okay? But I don't think it's impossible. Okay? Now, his Venus opposes your Mars. Now, your Mars is exalted in Capricorn. His Venus is in Cancer. Okay? So you're a very strong person. Your Mars is square your Sun from birth. Okay? So you probably survived things that would have taken down anybody else, honey. Okay? And his Venus is in Cancer. So I think there is a part of him that wants to be sentimental. His Sun's in Cancer. There's a part of him that can be very sincere. But he's also a cardinal sign. He's cardinal in water. So those things that he treasures or is sentimental about or the memories that he has are sacred to him. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What else do you see, Jacqueline?
Okay. Well, there's a couple things here that I see. First of all, I agree with everything Aphrodite said. This is a karmic relationship, okay? You have very little water in your chart, and he has very little earth in his chart, okay? So there are two things that make the two of you a little bit different, but really can open each other up to a different perspective, okay? I agree with Aphrodite that this needs to have some time and that you do need to take time with this relationship and redevelop it. That I don't think it's going to happen overnight, but it's going to be in us. No matter how I look at it on that day, he has a moon in Gemini, which means, and he's a Cancer sun with all kinds of Cancer energy to him, okay? And, well, Venus in Cancer as well. And with this, the situation, I don't know whether it's conjunct to Saturn or not his moon because he has a Saturn in Gemini as well. But with that, because the moon is ruled by Cancer, and the reason why I say that is it's because he's a nervous little fellow, okay? When it comes to the soul inside of him, he's a scared little boy. And so he is going to be a little different for you, okay? He's not going to be consistent in any way, shape, or form. He's going to put it out there, see where it lands, and then come back and work on it. So it's going to be piece by piece. You can't push this guy because what happens is that he has to feel comfortable with each step. Being a Cancer son, he wants that sure-footedness of it's going to be okay. So it's going to take time for you to do that. Cancers and Capricorns move like turtles, okay? Not that they can't move fast, but on the serious stuff, they want to make sure they're thorough and make it right. And so instead of promising you something now, being in communication and checking in and developing something for the long term is more like what he would do. I know that's frustrating for you, but if you want this relationship, that's the only way I can see it happening.
Yeah, it's been slow.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? No matter what you do with this one, I'm going to highly recommend that you maintain the friendship over the romantic counterpart. Because
yeah.
I think if you do either one, it could last your entire lifetime. And that's why the friendship is already in place. I think I would treasure what you do and have shared, and I would also see if he is open to bring it to the next level. And with there's three major planets retrograde right now. All three of them are direct by the 19th of September, the summer. So, as Jacqueline pointed out, let it flow, let it go. Get into more conversations and stuff. Giggle a little bit, you know. Increase the intimacy on more than one level rather than just on the romantic end and see what comes out of it. Because I have a feeling most Cancer sons want to feel a sense of security. If he feels like he's going to make the wrong move and he's going to lose you also as a friend, he's apt to step back or sidestep because that's what the crab does.
Right.
Okay? Keep us posted, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, love. All right. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye. Very interesting setup there. Whoa.
Yeah, what a karmic relationship.
Yeah, that's, I saw that too right away. We both did. You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 650, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi. Hello.
Have you called in before?
No, I don't think I have, so I can give you my information.
Okay, what's your birthday?
Great. Yeah, 12/2/1990.
And what time were you born?
12:41 p.m.
And what city?
In Princeton, New Jersey.
What city?
Princeton, New Jersey.
Princeton. Okay, sorry.
Yes, Princeton.
Got it.
Okay, so you had a question for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm not in Princeton anymore, though, right now. Currently, I'm in New York, if that matters.
What city in New York?
In Manhattan.
In where?
New York, New York. Manhattan, New York, New York.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. I'm having a hard time hearing you for some reason. It just could be my phone. We have storms here. Sorry.
Oh,
I don't mean to be a pain
okay,
in the butt.
No problem. Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Yes, my question is also regarding love life. I'm sort of, you know, I'm looking to be connected in a long-term relationship. No one really on the horizon. I'm supposed to meet, like, someone through a friend next month. And then there's this other guy that I sort of knew from my childhood that I recently connected with, but I don't think I don't know whether that would go anywhere, because I think he just sort of sees it as a friendship and nothing more. So I don't know. What does the chart say? Any indication of like anything happening?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Oh, really?
Well, you've got a lot of things going on, and that's the reason why I said it, and I just kind of stopped, because mm-hmm. your moon is in Gemini and is conjunct the sun right now. Your mm-hmm. Mars is in Gemini and conjunct Venus right now. Your Venus is conjunct Jupiter retrograde right now. So your love life, I can understand totally why you would be looking at it and reevaluating it at this point in time. There's so many different variables going on, and I could go into the oppositions and the inconjunctions and the quincunxes going on in this.
It wouldn't make sense to me, but I'm just sort of wondering whether the chart indicates anything like a relationship from the past or something, somebody I don't know. I'm just like, if that would help.
What I'm trying to say,
I'm not saying what Jacqueline's saying right now. I'm not saying uh-huh. what Jack is saying right now, so give me the birth date again to make sure I have it right on my screen.
It's 12 December 2nd, 1990.
1980. No, 1990. 1940, 1 p.m. 90.
1990.
Thank you. That's why I wasn't seeing it. Thank you.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
She made you 10 years older.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I didn't mean it.
That's okay. As long as it's only for 10.
Okay, and here again, the reason why I'm saying this is because you have multiple opportunities. I'm not surprised that you would have people coming from your past back. I'm not surprised that you're having new people coming in with all of this. Because what it's all about, it goes back to the yod. Okay, it all goes back to how you feel about the circumstances and really standing for your own truth. You're in your Saturn Saturn return at this point in time. It hasn't quite hit yet, but it's within orb, and it's going to dance there for a long period of time because it's retrograde, and then it's going to go forward, and so it's going to have this dance. So it's all about what do you want instead of looking at it of what is available to me. you have a Mercury in Capricorn, you're very organized in your thoughts, you know, okay, well, this is logical, so we'll do it this way, and okay. And because of that organization, you kind of pigeonhole yourself a little bit more than what I'd like to see during this transit. I would be open to everything and say, hey, I'm free, this is who I am, and let's see how everything lands and look at all your opportunities that are going to come over the next couple months. Because, again, here, it's affecting all. In August, Jupiter goes direct, which will go pass over your Venus again. And that's really when you want to make a decision of which one's right for you. I wouldn't put all my eggs in one basket for the next couple months for anything if I were you, because the opportunities are going to become rampant for you. And it's all about what is right for you, not what's available and if it's okay. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I totally agree. You know, you're in the middle of your Saturn return here, and you're going to be experiencing it more than once. You've experienced it once. And now when Saturn turns around on September 18th, it's going to pass over your Saturn again. So this is your time to understand that you do want something long-term. You do want a true commitment. You'd like a personal sacrament. Even though you're a Sag sun, you've got so many planets in Capricorn, it's an override, okay? And I do think you need somebody you can really communicate with. What we're seeing right now with Venus sitting on Mars in Gemini, the sun sitting on your moon, you need somebody who can really have that active communication, repartee, and to be mentally stimulated in a relationship is even more important than great sex. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I believe it. Yeah, definitely. I need someone I can talk
to. It's interesting because Jupiter is retrograde on your Venus, so you don't want to give up your true ideal of how wonderful love can be. So I so agree with Jacqueline. Don't settle for less, especially not this year. Jupiter's only in Sag, your sign, every 12 years. This is your year to expand and grow and consider everything. I so agree with her. So just
so,
do that.
So nothing
Enjoy
definitive. It just means
and
keep my options open.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I was just hoping like it would pinpoint, like, okay, this month something's going to happen. I don't know.
It's a process.
I think this month you're going to come to some realizations.
Okay?
I think this
I
month
see.
You're going to come to some realizations which are sorely needed. And I think that that's great. You'll be fine.
All right. Okay.
Keep us posted, okay?
Yes, hopefully I'll call back with some good news. Thank you.
Get that birthday
time and
places, and we'll
tell
you all about them.
Oh, get the birth date and the time?
Yeah,
the place. We'll tell you all about it.
Whatever you can. We'll work with it.
Sounds good. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
All
Bye.
Right. God bless.
Bye. Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Cute. Ah, people, you got to love them. Okay. So let's see. Who's next? Oh, here we are. Area code 904, you're on the air.
Hi there. My name is Emily. I'm with my husband, Scott. We were just wondering if we could ask one question about our financial future. We're trying to see if there's anything in our future of finance. My birthday is 10/21.
First, let's start out with your name. What's your name?
It's Emily, E-M-I-L-Y.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
It's
Emily, October.
Yes.
I have her as October 21st, 1969.
Yep.
9:13 p.m., right?
Hold on. October.
Baltimore, Maryland. 21st, 1969.
Okay.
9:13 p.m., Baltimore, Maryland. Emily, I think you're going to have to push a little bit away from your microphone because neither one of us can hear you very well, okay?
I'm sorry. It is, I was born in Baltimore, Maryland. And my husband.
Yes. And where do you live now, Emily?
Scott. Yes.
Where do you live now?
Yeah. Are you there?
I can't hear it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
A little clearer. Where are you now?
And my husband. Oh, where we are now? Jacksonville, Florida.
That's what I thought. Okay.
What are you doing for a living?
Let's say that again.
What are you doing for a living?
Well, we are launching a business.
Together.
What type of business?
Yes.
What type of business?
It's legal forms for you. It's I do a lot of work with attorneys, and I've been – there's a new thing. Instead of being an attorney, you can be a legal technician. And so that is what I've been doing, is helping people with their divorces and stuff like that.
I love it. I love it.
Okay. What's your husband's birthday?
His birthday is 1-7-75. I robbed the cradle.
That's okay.
That's cool.
And do you know what time he was born?
He was born in what time? 9:33 p.m.
And what city?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay. I love getting both these birth times. This is really going to help us a lot with this. Great. Okay. All right.
Let's take a look at him.
Let's see. Whoa, I like this a lot. I like this a lot for each of you in different ways.
Oh.
So you have all that Libra energy, my dear, which makes you so good with the legal system. But Capricorn rules documents. He's got all that Capricorn going on. Now, you're in a really intense T-square right now. So you're going to be doing a lot of the groundwork, right? Are you still there, Emily?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I'm doing a lot of the groundwork.
Okay.
We're doing websites and business cards and everything.
Okay. And because there's a lot of Capricorn energies that are moving through your husband's chart, and these planets are retrograde, the retrograde energy means the energy's on hold. So you're still figuring out your strategy, okay? And this is the time to really fine-tune it. We have three major planets retrograde right now, and two of them are in Capricorn, and they're accessing you by square and he by conjunction, which means that the two of you, if you're working closely together, I don't think you could ask for more with this. And because Mars today is sitting on his Saturn, again, I can see how both of you are dreaming of this taking off. I can really see that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree, but a good business takes a lot of time, is what I'm going to say. And I wouldn't fret this. I agree with everything Aphrodite said. I think this is beautiful in two different ways for both you and your husband, and I think it can really manifest in a real good way, to where this could be a very solid business in the long term. I'm not really – I hear you. You've got Mars transiting through your second house of personal finances natally, and you've got, you know, certain aspects to it that are a little bit challenging at this point in time. And so I understand your concern over the financial situation, but I am going to tell you this, okay, and I want you to remember this, because when it comes to your financial situation, your problems are only minor problems. They have a period of time of where they transit through. As a whole, your financial situation, you should not be focused on. It should be more about the work you do and the passion you do, because the happier you are with the work you do, the more money you make. And so I really want you to focus on building this business, because I think you can really make a ton of money off of it, because both it serves both of you two, and how you two work on this earth and your service to others beautifully by doing this.
I totally agree.
Okay. I'm just getting older, so, you know, I'm just thinking to myself, wow, you know, here we go again. Let's make sure this one's good. And we were really doing a lot of groundwork, and we're just hoping, you know, we're not wasting our time.
You're not wasting your time on this one. So, here again, don't think you are, is my point. You're not
okay,
wasting
your
time.
You're getting older. You're getting older than who? Older than what? With age comes wisdom and dedication. You're right on time. You are right on time. These planetary energies are right on your Mars and Capricorn, which is exalted. Saturn and Pluto are both right there right now. If you see this through, I'm telling you, by the end of September, you're going to feel like you're already making great progress. And as Jacqueline pointed out, for you to really develop a reputation, it's going to be in 2020. Jupiter goes into Capricorn on the 3rd of December of this year. It's there for a full year, and you'll develop a great reputation. Just keep the party going. Don't let yourself get discouraged. You're fine.
Thank you. Thank you so much, because we were looking at really launching it next year and just doing all these things right now and just doing stuff, small stuff right now. And then
do the prep work now with the retrogrades. Yes, do the prep work now with the retrogrades, knowing that, you know, they're going to go direct by the end of September, and you're already going to feel you have part of your strategy in place. And then the reputation and the integrity that you both possess, which is amazing, by the way, that's going to take off when Jupiter goes into Capricorn. It's only there every 12 years for a full year. So 2020 is your year. And it's going to affect him, especially because he's a Capricorn sun, and it's going to square you. So you're going to be standing next to him and working with him on the challenge. I tell you what, you got it going on.
Yep. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
You're
can
welcome.
I stay
yeah,
on so I can hear the rest of the show?
It takes a little time, so chill your jets. Okay.
Is there a way I can stay on, too? Because I would like to hear the show. Can you keep me on?
I sure can. I can put you right on hold, honey. No problem. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, okay. Girl.
Bye-bye. Amazing.
That's awesome. This business is perfect for these two.
I know. I'm like, these are like right hand, left hand. Really? Yeah. I'm loving it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Each one has their own special piece of this thing. I just love it. You know, I really do. The two together are fierce.
So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Where am I at? Oh, here we are. Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Kay. How are you?
Hey, Kay, doing all right. How are you?
Hello, doing well, thank you. Much better than the last time we chatted. I was down in the dumps.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I just would like just a reading on what you guys see transit-wise, just like whatever pops up to you for current transits, please.
And you're in New York, not Philadelphia, aren't you?
Yep, in Brooklyn. I'm like back and forth all the time. I'm literally in Philadelphia right now, but I'll be in Brooklyn in a bit.
Okay. Do you just want the skinny or you want the fat?
Give me both.
I'm just teasing you.
Fat and skinny.
Oh, you're in a really active T-square, too. You're in another cardinal T-square. It seems to be the theme tonight. When you're a cardinal T-square, you're almost like on a teeter-totter, like when you were a kid. And so it's kind of like rising and falling and trying to keep your sense of balance right now. And it looks like some of it's about personal relationship and some of it's about career, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Correct.
And my feeling is because there is so much going on in your chart right now, you can't really take all of these things on at once, okay?
Right.
So
yeah.
Every morning when you wake up, say to yourself, all right, what's my priority today? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. One thing you do have right now going through, and it will be there for a little while, is Jupiter has entered into your first house. Okay, mm-hmm. It's retrograde. So until August, it's going to, I so agree with Aphrodite, with all that's going on in your chart, you can't look at a long-term picture right now. You just got to be the success of the day, okay, and get through it. it's a time for you to look at really what you want in your life and what you don't want in your life, to rebalance it with that Libra moon, okay? And so with Jupiter goes direct in August, it's going to start moving forward all the way through your first house. So all of this is for your greater benefit. You're going to really see a different perspective over the next year than what you do right now, and it's for your own greater benefit. So, again, I agree with Aphrodite. The two focuses here are your career and money, and one-to-one relationships. So look into them of what you really want over the next couple months and then start pursuing it, because I think you can find it once you're sure-footed and know, because Jupiter is going to pass over your Neptune, so what you believe you want, it will manifest. So it's all right. About right now looking at, what do I want in my life? Is this working for me? Should we change things around? What would be best? And then in August, I would start moving forward with it.
Right, and the T-square is between which planets? It's with Neptune and which are the planets that it's between?
Jupiter is retrograde on top of your natal Neptune, okay? Now, Neptune in the heavens is right on top of your retrograde Mercury. So see, that both of them have a retrograde effect. So when you have a couple of days where you feel doubts, you start to feel a bit dreadful, okay? And I understand that.
Yes.
And but you got to remember that Neptune is a ponderous planet. Jupiter is an annual planet. So this is your year to rediscover what you would idealize the most. You're a Pisces sun. Ideally, you'd like the perfect romantic relationship and somebody that you can laugh with at the end of the day, okay? You have Sag rising, so you like your independence, but at the end of the day, you want to feel secure that another person shares your concerns, okay? So that's really what you're looking for. And the thing is that this year, although these planets, you know, Jupiter's retrograde right now, this is your time, again, to take joy in the moment and don't push the river. It flows by itself, okay? Don't let one day of discouragement bring you down, because you're very sensitive, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, like I said when I called you guys last time, it felt like the end of the world, like truly.
And the T-square that we're looking at, that's a cardinal T-square, affects your moon. So the emotional base, and this is one of the reasons why we talk about taking it by the moment or taking it by the day, is because your cardinal moon in Libra is squaring, transiting Saturn retrograde in Capricorn, and also squaring Mars in Cancer with that opposition between Saturn and Mars. And so here again, it's affecting you. I understand it's affecting you emotionally. That's how come we talk about being in the moment with this. And it's the most important thing, and the best thing you could do is, okay, well, I like this or I don't like this, but I'm not going to address it, and I'm not going to fix it now. I'm going to look for this long-term solution in this.
Right. Do you see security, like the ability for security and, you know, fight fiscally? Or is that, like, I know the moon is in my 10th, so is that being affected by the T-square as well, would you say? Or?
Yes, that's the point of the T-square. Is your moon in your 10th house. Hence the reason why we have two things you're looking at, both the relationship and your career. You're looking for the security and safety in both of them, because it's going from your first house to your seventh house, your 10th house. Okay? So here again, you've got that movement going on through there of, and I understand that you're looking for security, but the security lies within yourself. First house.
Right.
Yourself. Okay?
Right.
You'll be fine.
When will it
die down?
You will
be fine.
Thank you.
So you want a guarantee. I understand that you want a guarantee, okay? Now, let me tell you something about being in a lunar T-square, okay?
Okay,
the
yes,
moon
ma'am.
Changes signs every 2.5 days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So things aren't going great today. Before you make a command decision, wait 2.5 days. The moon's going to change, and you might see it emotionally from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So pace yourself.
Look,
Jack, I'm trying to tell you, pace yourself. It's okay. The T-square is a cardinal T-square. So out of dealing with this, with your amazing character and your integrity, good things are going to come. The retrogrades are helping you to perfect it. Okay? So just allow
mm-hmm.
that to happen. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Will the T-square be for long, or like, is it months? Weeks?
Now, Mars moving in. Mars is moving out of phase in a couple of weeks. I wouldn't be worrying about the Mars part of this so much. But both Mercury and the Sun are going to move into the same position, okay? So you're basically looking about 6 to 7 weeks where you are going to second-guess yourself, but that's a very short period of time as far as a lifetime, okay? So with the retrograde
sure.
going on until September 18th, 19th, this is your time to
mm-hmm.
correct things, perfect things. Know that you need to be patient and wait. Say, okay,
mm-hmm.
I did this, and this is moving towards my goal. That's good, okay? And then wait a couple
mm-hmm.
days and then do something else. But the Cancer plans that are moving through here are causing the T-square to occur. They're plans of event. They're not plans of process. So Mars will be out of your way in a week. Then Mercury's going to step
okay.
in 2 weeks from now, and the Sun's going to send in about 5 weeks from now. So you've got these little chapters that are going on for you to try to claim your inner security, no matter what's going on in your outer world. Okay?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And keep us posted.
Thank you
okay?
both so much. You know I will.
God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Sweet night. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
It's interesting, no matter what part of the chart you look at, the same answer appears.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yep. I know, but it's almost like the universe is trying to confirm this for her. And I'm glad that we were both able to step in and help the universe confirm this for her. Okay. Oh, my goodness. So you're ready for the next one?
Okay.
This might be somebody from my neighborhood. Area code 540, you're on the air.
Hi, Aphrodite and Jacqueline. It's Kara.
Hi, Kara.
Kara.
How are you?
How you doing, babe?
I'm hanging in there. I'm a little lost.
That's why you called us.
I did, yeah. I'm just losing my soulmate dog of 10 years has been really hard on me, and I can't seem to shake it. I know it's only been, 2 weeks, but it's hard.
It is hard. And, no one can walk that road but you.
Yeah.
And that's what's so scary about it, because that unique relationship, okay, you know that you kind of have to go through this alone, because no one had the ritual system. No one had the adoration. No one had all the funny things that happened and what occurred last. And it is very hard, and I am going to be praying for you. And I understand
Thank
your
you.
Sweet soul very much so. Yes, yes. But I really think that you need to take a look with these retrogrades sitting on your Venus about the amount of love, dedication, devotion. Unconditional love is the only thing that people or pets can take from here to the other side. And that being said, what beautiful, loving energy you gave this little being. Please, remember that, okay? Remember
okay.
that.
Mm-hmm. I've just been
with him. I know. What are you doing to help yourself right now?
I mean, I'm trying to stay strong, and but I feel like I'm looking so hard for a sign or to connect with him, and that I'll try to not cry. I'll just take deep breaths, because I don't want to send any energy to him that I'm not okay, and want him to be able to go do what he needs to do and come back when he's ready.
Right.
But if you don't cry
when it's time, though, you don't want to get those blocks in your heart chakra, you know. So I'm going to encourage you to do something, and you don't have to take my advice, but I feel, because I've had lots of precious pets, so I know how it feels too, and I'm sure Jacqueline has as well. I just want you to talk to him. Even when you're crying, say, remember when we did this? Remember when we did that? I would share the love in your conversation with the pet, knowing that he's used to hearing your voice when he was here. And the universe has a way to deliver vibration to us that are here, to those that are on the other side. And ask your angels to help, okay?
I like that. I would definitely do that.
Yeah. That will help you more than anything because, see, you're going through this alone as a person, but you're not going through this alone as far as the angelics, your guides, okay, the love of God. You know, all of that can work with you. Choose not to be alone in this. Choose to ask for the help from the other side to deliver your love that you still have from to him, knowing that he's sending it back.
Okay. I will do that. For sure.
There's an old Dutch saying, okay, that you cannot see spirit through a veil of tears. So when you're in your deepest grieving experience, it's not that that spirit is not around you. It's because you can't see it, because you're trying to see it through the veil of tears. So right now your sorrow of losing him is greater than your joy of his ascension. To be out of pain, to be out of discomfort, and to be in the light. And I don't know what moment that will happen. All I know is knowing you as what a spiritual person and what a loving person you are, that moment will come for you, Kara. Okay?
Okay. All right. I appreciate that.
Jacqueline, what can you help her with? I went off. Sorry.
It's okay.
And truly, I mean, both Aphrodite and I are strong pet lovers and have had many pets in our lives. You have Moon conjunct Pluto, so that would indicate to me that this is not the first time you've lost a pet in your life.
Right.
Remember, you know that this suffering shall pass. It really will.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be wounded for a while. That's not something, you know, when something you love so deeply is taken away from you, that's not going to go away. But that Moon conjunct Pluto also has a way of being able to bounce you back through your transformations in the moment. I agree with Aphrodite. You're going to hear from this little one. There's no question about it. It's a matter of time. But think about it this way, that this little one doesn't want to impede on your grieving process either.
Right.
So there's a certain level that has to come before this little one will come back to you again. But with that Mercury in Pisces, you're going to get a sign. There's no question to me.
Yeah.
You're going to get a sign saying, hey, everything's okay. Okay. You're a very spiritual creature. You cannot not still be connected with this little one. And I agree with that.
Right.
Keep the conversation going. Be in the moment, okay? Let the waves go through. Be in that moment and then move through it, because that's how it's going to come to your success, okay?
Okay. Will do.
I love you.
Lady,
I'll keep
you
my thoughts and prayers as always, love. All right, you have a sweet
right.
night.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye. But we're just about at the top of the hour, so we shall probably tell people how they can reach us.
Oh, okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. This has been the Illumination Station, and Jacqueline and I so much love doing the show with you every Sunday night. You are here from 6 to 7, and we wish you a beautiful week. May you survive the rain and not cook in the sun.
Have a good week.
Have a good week. God bless. Good night.
Good night.